An LA County DMHQA bulletin came out in 2020 addressing co-occurring disorders, documentation, and billing. This bulletin states the following when establishing medical necessity. So the client's assessment must establish medical necessity, which involves having an included mental health diagnosis for the client to receive treatment billable under specialty mental health services. So we saw this just on the previous slide in which we have an included mental health diagnosis as the primary diagnosis. If the client's substance use is impacting the client's mental health condition, it is imperative to assess how the substance use impacts the client's mental health symptoms. So for example, client's alcohol use is worsening her depressive symptoms of. It's also important to assess how the client's mental health symptoms impact the client's use of substance. So for example, when client's trauma gets triggered, he becomes anxious and uses alcohol to numb the pain. And finally, it's also important to assess how the client's mental health symptoms interfere with his or her ability to participate, access, engage, and attend treatment for substance use. So for example, client's depressive symptoms are interfering with his ability to attend Narcotics Anonymous meetings, so on and so forth.